I mean, I hope to get that in the next meeting, which is probably I won't be there. but I just trying to verify that, because I got that information yesterday in the town hall meeting. That is kind of, I don't know. I didn't like it at all, because we would like to see the reality of WBEI as a whole programming, not based on two shows that are, by the way, are very popular.
Yeah, it's not, I'm just giving you top line estimates, which is an aggregate. It's not based on the two shows. It's your weekly aggregate audience estimate.
Oh, okay.
And those, you know, obviously they vary from reporting period to reporting period. So sometimes the jumps are kind of high, sometimes the drops are kind of fast. And that's why we want to look at the data over a period of time rather than not just specifically from reporting period to reporting period. And part of that reason is because of the diaries that the estimates are based on are a relatively small number of diaries that are being recorded, anywhere, I forget, from about 150 to maybe 280 or so diaries. So if two or three people might change their opinions on those diaries, you often get a dramatic change in the actual estimate of the total weekly audience of a particular station. So that's why we always have to look at those numbers with some skepticism, and I think many people around Pacifica are fully aware of that reality. But nevertheless, as a broad indicator, it certainly is useful for us to see that that in terms of trend, the overall network is gaining more and more audience, which is roughly in line with, you know, what is happening with public broadcasting in general, or public radio broadcasting in general.
But Dan, from what you just said, as you said, approximately 20,000 people are now members of BAI. That's not Arbitron, that's within station data. And at least as my memory tells me, that has not really increased in a year. Even if more people are listening, we're not, if by your data, we're not getting any more members. That's
point of order here, I think
we need to.
I'm sorry.
Get to other people. Okay.
Can help you.
Roger.
Oh, great. I think what Miguel is saying here, if I understand right, is that when you look at the ratings as a whole, yeah, things are up. But then, if you break what some people are saying, and I haven't, I'd like to see these documents myself. That if you look at the hourly breakdown, that you'll see that a few programs are causing the overall numbers to Arbitron ratings to increase for the station, whereas if you were to look show to show, you'd see that many of the other programs are decreasing. So in other words, there's sharp peaks during the day for certain shows that's bringing the overall numbers up, Dan. And you have the books. I don't. I can't. I would expect that you would have studied some of the more detailed figures. Can you?
Yeah, I know this has been a political hot potato over the months and years, and that's why I wanted to provide you all with the Arbitron data, and I hope you got that at the last PNB meeting. But simple fact for all, for the network as a whole, and certainly for four out of the five stations, not including KPFT, but certainly for the network as a whole and four of those five stations, the audience growth over the last three, four, 5 years has been quite dramatic. It has increased by approximately, I think I reported, about 20%.
But Dan, can you just directly comment to the respond to the question of, do you know that, whether or not there's, credence to what people are saying that that if you break down the data, it's only certain shows that are bringing up the overall numbers that many other shows have gone down. Can you?
There's no doubt.
You know? Do you know? Can you?
I can't answer that right now.
And quickly, this is actually my more important question, is when it comes to the WBAI interim general manager that we're surely going to have to put into place. What is the? You say you're working on it. How exactly does that work? What's the procedure for putting the interim general manager into for WBAI?
What do you mean by what?
How do you choose? How are you currently going about choosing the interim general manager for WBAI? for January 1st?
Well, first of all, that's the date that we're looking at, but we just do a general search for an interim candidate like we would do with a variety of different positions around the system that look to be filled on an interim basis. We post the job internally. We post it externally. We look for candidates, internal, external candidates. So that's just a basic limited job search.
Is the station, the local station board, part of that process?
I'd love it if the local station board would be part of that process.
We'd be happy to.
We want to be.
Okay, we heard it now. We heard it.
Okay, can I say something?
All right, I'm sorry.
I was next,
Sam,
I believe.
Next.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
can
I say something? I believe I was next.
Ray, okay, I had...
Gerald would like to get on the stack.
You got somebody before me?
No, I don't know.
No, I'm asking the chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Well, my question is actually about the mediation process. I didn't hear you mention anything about it.
He did.
Oh, you did? My goodness.
He didn't.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, just an update, Ray. The general manager and the LSB chair did meet with the mediator last week and are planning the next steps right now, and I think it's still in process and probably in the days ahead, and if... Probably after the fundraising is over, there'll be some kind of public announcement as to what the next steps are going to be with the mediator at the station.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Teresa?
Yes?
Were you on the stack? If not, we're going to skip you. Wendy?
Hi. I have actually two things. Dan, you reported that... Well, last month you told us that I believe it was BAIK and PFW had come into the top 30 radio stations in the country in the Arbitrons, and now you're telling us that they're in the top 10?
I was referring to the latest numbers from WBAI.
Just BAI is in the top 10?
BAI.
Okay. All right, and that brings me to my next question, which is about BAI. Don Rojas announced to us, I want to say 6 months ago, but it was at least 4 or 5 months ago, he announced his resignation effective December 31st. What I got from what you said earlier is, well, here's my question. So this job, never posted the job for BAI general manager in all that time?
Yeah.
And why is it, and it sounded like you said that the reason this hasn't been gotten together is because of the LSB, and I don't really understand that. And I would think, well, what if the LSB never gets it together? Would we never post the job? Because I'm a little bit disturbed about getting a new interim person when we've had all this time to do this thing right. So can you comment on that?
Well, not beyond what I've already commented on. I want to be clear, though, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. You know, I respect the processes. I understand that it's difficult. I'm here to try to support, provide whatever support this office can to the local station boards and view them as a resource in this endeavor, a really valuable resource who do incredible work. So I want to be very clear about that.
Let me ask it a different way. Why have we never put a job posting on Pacifica.org about BAI general manager?
Obvious.
Well, we're still, the process is...
We needed one. That's my question. I don't mean to be starting to sound agitated. I'm just wondering why.
I don't know.
Well, the process has been stalled, and we're trying to move it forward as quickly as possible.
That's a good question,
Wendy. I think I can tell you why.
Well, just a moment. You'll
it's
have your
stalled.
Turn.
Are you saying it's been stalled by the LSB at BAI?
Excuse me?
Are you saying it has been stalled by the WBAI LSB?
No. Look, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, Wendy. I think, all of us are trying to work together as best we can under a structure of dual accountabilities as set up in the bylaws around the appointment and the selection process of general managers and program directors.
Let me ask
the evaluation process.
Just a moment, Wendy. And let me ask Dan, are you does the LSB have to approve the job posting?
No.
Okay.
Can we have one now?
Yes, sure. I will put a job posting on Pacifica.org by tomorrow morning.
And Dan, while you're at it, can we get our photographs on the website as well?
Dan, you're out of order.
I don't actually.
My goodness.
I don't like my photographs.
And Dan, I'd like my Pacifica decoder ring, please.
Could someone mute the toilet?
Gerald.
Okay. Well, you know, since the discussion kind of veered towards just national programming a little bit, I think we should look, because they did, if you recall, when we were at the PNB gathering in Washington, they gave us a chart that showed exactly, I don't know who it was that said it before, Alice or Sam, somebody said, there's certain programs, or I think Miguel, there's certain programs that people watch, and then the listenership goes down drastically for the next program. And that's because there's a very limited number of very good programs that we have, which ought to say something to us. That ought to be saying something to us. We need to be creating more democracy now.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, I think I know what happened with this New York thing. And just stay with me now, because I visited New York, and I'm from New York. Home is where the hatred is, boy. Y'all sick with it in New York, I swear.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know if I want to go to New York.
It's true.
We had a good town hall meeting, though.
But listen, all right. You know, earlier this year, Jim Bennett, when we went to the GRC conference, the Grassroots Radio Conference, he resigned from his post as interim manager. So, you know, I heard this, and I emailed him. I called him. Because we were trying to find out, do we need to speed up the process of replacing, you know, getting a new GM? Because we were already in the process of setting up the committee, et cetera, et cetera. And all I remember is he never answered a single call or the email. And then all of a sudden he's back, see? Oh, I was just kidding, I'm back, whatever. And then, you know, I'll never forget that. Because that was so sorry.
Jeff, what is your...
Madam
well,
Chair...
Well, the point is that, you know, that's what... That's the Pacifica thing be working on your mind. I think maybe people didn't really believe that the man was quitting. I swear.
Madam Chair?
I think we're off the topic.
No,
that was Madam
saying.
Chair...
Why didn't they set up a committee? It's been months.
That is all the people I had on the stack. And I believe we can move on from this topic. We have many other things on our agenda.
I have a point of order. This is Roger. This is for everyone. If you look at the agenda, we have quite a bit left on our plate, especially we have set aside 1 hour to discuss for the discussion on race and nationality. And we're never going to get to it at this rate. I think I request that the chair move things along and that we all cooperate in a big way.
Yeah.
All right,
but
thanks.
You also should set up a committee. For your GM.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
We are now to agenda item number 6.
Madam Chair, Sarv is trying to get your attention.
I'm sorry, Sarv.
Madam Chair, I have to leave. I have some other urgent matter to take care of. I'm sorry. I won't
okay.
be able to attend the rest of the evening.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Sarv. And
I won't be able to be right. able to attend the rest of the meeting. I have to leave.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to number 6, which is an update on the FSIN and the RFPI negotiations. Which anyone can respond to that, Dan or Gerald or whoever else is on the Dave, the FSRN RFPI committee.
Yeah, hi, this is Dan. We haven't formally met since the board meeting, and we're hoping to meet on Wednesday. And in fact, now that I have Gerald and Ambrose on the line, I'm hoping maybe we could confirm that that could occur at Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And I would be happy to call them both to get them on the call. Dave can make it. I have talked with the RFPI people, and they're eager to start discussions. Probably the week after U.S. elections, for obvious reasons. And then the process on FSRN is fairly straightforward and is. Where we left it at the board meeting, which is that the details of the agreement in principle are being worked on as we speak into a document, a formal document, and then can be brought before the board's attention for review and approval.
A point of information. I'm sorry, Dan, that last bit, were you referring to FSRN or which?
Yeah, Free Speech Radio News.
Okay, thank you.
Marty, may I speak?
Yes, Dave.
The motion that created this negotiating group or negotiating team called for each member of the team to file a report with the PNB within 3 days of each of these meetings. And while I realize everybody's been busy, I think it's important that we keep abreast of it in writing. The idea of the whole thing, as I saw it, was that we wanted proportional representation voting for these people so that each of the different viewpoints would be represented and then reflected back to the board with their impressions of what's going on so that there could be some dialogue. So not that we would be, the team would be off and cloistered, but that there would be a dialogue on the board about what the goals of the board would be. So I hope that we, and I don't think it was specified that Dan would also, but I do think that we should keep that in mind and stick to that.
Lonnie, Andy.
Yes, Lonnie.
I'm going to have to leave too, I'm sorry to say. But could I just make one comment?
Sure.
On an agenda item coming up, and then on the general discussion that we've gone so far, it seems to me, just two comments, and I'll be brief, that we do go back and forth around this dual and shared accountability issues that are embedded in our bylaws. Is who hires the general manager? Well, it's shared. Who hires the PD? Who evaluates? All of these are shared accountabilities that are in the bylaws, and then the procedures that may apply around those. Our side, the bylaws are fairly silent on. So I think that a lot of our issues continually go back to that issue of those issues of shared accountability. Who's responsible for resolving conflicts? It is, again, a continual discussion, and then we make up the rules on the spot when we run up against those problems. That's just an observation. The second is that I look forward to some of the items on the agenda related to collective bargaining agreements and other issues that have some legal import. My view on it would be that we should get some legal advice on some of those motions before.
Lonnie, I'd like to respond to that comment. This is Samuel Kateka.
Well, let him finish.
A moment, Sam. Let him finish.
Yeah, it's just my point of view, Sam. I'm not asking for a response to it. I'm just
no. I'm requesting
no,
a question.
No, you're not. But
I'm just wanting to offer a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let me just finish on this legal stuff.
Sure.
I was almost finished anyway. As I read it, and I have some experience with the unions, there are some legal questions there that I'm just saying that we should probably get some legal input but the import of some of those. So those are my two comments. I don't want to take up too much time.
Okay.
Lonnie, I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
My question is, who should be accountable? I understand the dual system here that you're speaking about, but my question about responsibility and accountability is who should be responsible for creating a written document that states what happens when a general manager resigns? What happens? What do we do? What does that stage look like? What do those stages look like? And it is my suggestion that that conversation should be initiated and created by the national office. That the national office has an obligation, a legal duty, to create a document that says here is how the fair process will look like once somebody resigns in a general manager capacity, here's how the hiring of the interim looks, and here's how we go to the finalized stage of having a general manager. And that document doesn't exist today. And that's all I wanted to say.
Madam Chair?
Alex, do you have a comment that has...
Yeah, I have a related comment, or it's really a question to everyone. Does the foundation now have a lawyer?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like that discussion to take place in executive session, if we could.
Well done.
I think it's a good idea.
And no yes or no answer.
That could be put over to the executive session. We could discuss that. We did this in D.C., and we probably need to revisit it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
So the next issue is board manuals for incoming board. We had a proposed resolution put forward by Carol, who I believe is not with us. And I'm wondering if anybody else wants to put it forth.
I would like to.
Okay.
It's Alice. Shall I read it?
Yes, why don't you read it?
Right. Resolved that the P&B Governance Committee compile a list of documents needed for a board manual for the new board and work with the national office to ensure that all national board members receive a board manual prior to the January 2005 P&B meeting.
Are there any questions or comments or
Roger.
Yes, Roger.
Is there a second?
Roger?
Second.
I may end up amending, thinking that this is, I support the concept, although I may need an amendment because the governance committee, we meet pretty regularly and we do get some things done for sure, but I'm not so sure that we would get this done and that, well, it says work with the national office, I guess. Question to Dan, what do you think? Can we pull this off?
But do a board packet?
It's the P&B Governance Committee compile a list of documents needed for a board manual for the new board and work with the national office to ensure that all national board members coming in get essentially something like a board training manual.
Well, if the board governance committee can put it together.
That's the issue.
And then we can distribute it.
Right. In other words, work together with, I think, was crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is that the governance committee is compiling a list of documents that they don't even know exist. So.
You know, we sent out that whole list of documents before, but.
Which list of documents?
The packet of governance-related documents.
Hmm.
So that is should be in the governance committee's. Actually, I think we're sending it via mail to the governance committee members who are not PNB members. You know, who compiles and who does that work and creates a board orientation pamphlet? You know, that's a big question.
Big question.
Has that been put out?
The need for it is clear. So. Somebody should do it.
Well, can I ask another question of Dan? Dan, do you have plans for board training? Do we have plans in place for board training in January for the new board? I know that's part of, we were talking about that when we were in D.C., when we were talking about how scheduling a meeting for January.
That is, again, not necessarily Dan's baby, and that we did discuss it, and I think it's at least a huge measure of the board's responsibility to make sure that we have a retreat and some board training, and I believe we did discuss doing that. And we have a later agenda item where we're going to talk about that meeting, so maybe we could wait till then to discuss this.
I'll second this motion, and if the governance committee doesn't pull it off, then, well, you got to figure something else out.
Madam Chair, I believe I was second.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that the question was answered completely. I was concerned just like Roger was. I mean, then we heard you say the other day that sometimes you had to fax things yourself and so on. I know you practically have no staff. So I'm concerned, as Marty just said, clearly there's a need for this. The question is, I don't want to saddle your office with something that's not possible. So I would like to hear now, do you want clarification from the committee as to what is expected of the national office before you can answer?
Well,
postpone that until we see what is in take. I mean, should the first step be to see what is needed?
You're talking about creating a board orientation, a board manual for orientation for new board members. I think I agree. It's critically needed. There's a lot of other critical things that we're working on, that the whole network is working on. It's just a question of priorities. I think, you know, if the board requests that and requests that of the national office, then the board has to, of course, understand that other priorities might have to wait.
So obviously, I think if the governance committee and the board would like us to put together a board manual that can you know, meet the objectives of orientating new board members to the Pacifica Foundation, the Pacifica system, then, you know, theoretically we could definitely do it. Obviously, we have our own priorities in this office about what has to happen. We're talking about some of them this evening, everything from RFPI and FSRN to BAI. We have an audit coming up. We have a lot of things working on at the end of the year, calendar year. There's elections going on. There's a lot of things happening. So it's just simply a question of, you know, what's a priority and what needs to be getting done. And if the board would like us to get it done, you know, we could put it in the stack or get it to the top of the stack. I think it would be preferable if the governance committee could do that work, and then, you know, we would be able to provide whatever necessary support, printing, photocopying, whatever needs to be done to get the manual out.
Any other discussion on this resolution?
Does anybody on the, this is Reagan, on the governance committee have any idea of how far we are from getting what we need and how, you know, how extensive the information is?
I haven't seen the list that Dan mentioned, but I'd love to see it, and I'd love to work with him in developing this manual.
That'd be great. Roger, again, Dan, you said you sent something out to us, the governance committee, when, recently?
No, not to the governance committee. The PNB got a packet at the October board meeting, photocopied packet of some of the older governance policies that's been lying around the office, some as long as 15 years.
Yeah, I have it right here. Yeah.
The only thing I have out of here.
I thought that was really helpful, by the way.
So we can look at that and base a new lineup on that. That would, okay.
But I also have, if you remember, I sent out some job descriptions for board members.
At the beginning of the year.
Yeah, other things. So, you know, those are out there. We can get those together.
Yeah. You know, I believe it is more the responsibility of the board to determine what goes into a packet like this for the board.
Yeah.
And it is the responsibility of the executive office to help us print it and logistically get it out there and maybe comment on it or add something that seems to be missing or especially pertinent or something. But I think it's our duty to do it, and I
call it a question.
Better coming from us.
Okay.
The question
so,
was
I hope that the governance sounds like the governance committee is willing to put some work into it.
Hello, I have a discussion question, Samuel.
The question
Fonseca.
Was called.
Actually, the question, as a point of order, the question can't be called as a point of interruption while somebody...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question called. Go ahead,
so somebody, I have a question. Yeah, I just wanted a question from the national office. Is there a discussion going on right now about printing a manual for the responsibilities of the executive office in terms of an employee handbook?
We have a Pacifica employee handbook on file, Sam. That's all we have.
Marty?
Yes?
I think in answer to Sam's question, Sam, I think the committee that we discussed earlier in the call is doing exactly that, if I'm correct.
Well, can somebody confirm that, if there is something going on?
Yeah.
After we get the first thing done? Yeah, sure.
My understanding is that what that committee is doing is essentially developing that document.
A job
is that correct? Is that accurate? Ambrose, can you comment on that?
What document are you talking about?
I'm talking. Essentially, what Sam is asking is there a list of responsibilities of...
An employee handbook.
No. I heard him say... A list of responsibilities for the ED himself. Is that correct, Sam?
That is partially correct. What I was saying is if there was a handbook available
there
of responsibilities for the executive director, the CFO, and any other people connected to the executive office, is there a list of responsibilities for them since we're having a discussion about responsibilities for the board, I'm wondering, is there an up, if there is currently a manual in place, is it updated? Because I'm hearing two different things. One set of people are saying there isn't a manual, so we're in the process of creating a manual for the executive office that includes the responsibilities of the executive. And I'm just asking, is that manual in production or in thought right now, and is it going to be updated if there is a current one in place?
There is a manual.
Ambrose?
I don't think it's current, and I don't even know if it's still in effect. There's a lot of documents that this board has not dealt with at all.
The reason...
And the question is, out of that packet that Dan sent, what is current? And I can't find much current in there.
Yeah,
how do you define current in this case?
Hey, pardon?
How do you define current?
Yeah, really.
Current within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Or chronologically.
At the last year or two. But some of the stuff goes way back. And when we came on this board, we were given nothing in terms of current things. And that's the reason I've asked for a lot of material that apparently does not exist. Because we don't think things that were produced 2 years ago are current.
A good point. And in fairness to Dan, I really think it was a very unfortunate situation that took place recently when criticism was made against you and you didn't have a list of responsibilities before you. I think it was, for me, I could not critique you because we didn't have anything to critique you with. In terms of having documentation, and so in fairness to you, Dan, I'm just wanting from the bottom of my heart to have a manual created for the national office. So in fairness to the executive, there can be a guideline that's followed, so that if there is ever a critique, there's documentation in place to substantiate that or disprove it.
That's Chair, this is Roger. I call the orders of the day.
Here.
We need to move along.
Got this resolution on the floor. It's been seconded.
That we table this motion until our next meetings, until we have more information from the executive office and from the committee.
I'm not sure, Ray. You know which motion you're tabling has nothing to do with the executive office.
I'm tabling the motion to establish the one that was read earlier.
The PMB governance committee compile a list of documents.
A manual for the board.
I'm saying I'm moving
motion,
to table then. The motion that was just read until the governance committee and the PNB can provide us with information at the next meeting as to what is involved and what's the best way to proceed forward.
I second that motion.
Okay.
What about the other motion? Wasn't that already seconded?
All right. We have a motion to table, so... I'm looking at my little thing.
Not debatable.
So it's not debatable, so we just vote on it.
And the motion is whether we...
To postpone until next meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Oops. Next non-executive meeting, I guess, right?
Yes.
And point of order, so you're talking about the motion to create a board packet or to ask the governance committee to create a board packet?
Yes.
And the executive and national office to do...
Madam Chair, it's Alice.
Vote, Alice, okay? We're going to vote on laying this question on the table. Okay? So until our next regular or our next special meeting that is not executive.
We can hear you.
All right, so let's... is there objection to doing that?
I object.
I object.
Okay. I object.
Then let's call the roll.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming. Dave?
I'll abstain.
Teresa? Henry? Everybody's on mute.
It's
Henry?
Star six.
No. Sam? Sam Kateka? Sam, do you want to table this motion or not? Sonali? Ray?
Hello. I would like to vote no.
Sonali is voting not to table. Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Hello.
Miguel? Roger votes not to
Roger.
Table.
Roger?
Yeah? Is that Sam?
Am I mute?
I'll come back to the list if I missed you.
Oh, jeez.
Kalonji? Sarv?
Can I get a pizza with half mushrooms?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Sarv,
is
yes,
Sarv
the table?
There? Sarv left.
That was Kalonji.
Said oh, he was. God.
Kalonji wants to table it?
Yes.
Okay. Sarv left. Julia. Gerald?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
No.
Wendy?
No.
Zarina left. Alice?
No.
And that's all we have present.
Hello.
Coming
Hello.
Back to Teresa.
Did Roger
no.
vote?
Teresa,
Roger
no.
voted. Trust me, people.
Oh, okay.
Teresa Allen,
Hello.
Are you here?
Teresa says no. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you.
Hello.
It's everybody talking at the same time. That's why I didn't hear you. And Sam? What happened to Sam?
Star Seek, Sam.
I just heard his voice before.
Hello.
There he is.
Who's helloing?
This is Samuel. I'm voting
Sam.
Yes to table.
Yes to table, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Miguel? I believe I have everybody now. So we have yes at the table, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four yes at the table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. And one
okay.
abstention.
Okay, let's vote on the main motion.
All right, we're to the main motion, which is the resolution. I'll read it. The PND Governance Committee compile a list of documents needed for a board manual for the new board and work with the national office to ensure that all national board members receive a board manual at the to the January 2005 PNB meeting. Okay? So
Dave?
Let's call the roll.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam? Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Roger, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv's gone. Da-da-da-da-da. Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina? Alice?
Yes.
And that motion passes.
Hey, Roger, why don't you love me? What's wrong? Sonali here. Yes.
Oh, Sonali.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hey.
Sonali.
Thank you, yes.
I apologize. Anybody? Did I miss anyone else? I don't know what happened to Miguel.
All right.
Sam, did you come back?
Roger, so that resolution passed.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that for agenda item 8, since Carol is not here and since Lonnie has expressed some reservations around legal stuff, and since we have to still talk about Pacifica Attorney, I am going to recommend that we skip this agenda item number 8 and that we move it to our next special public meeting in November.
You mean table it, right?
What's item number
table
8?
It.
I'm sorry, I don't have a...
Are we having a next public meeting in November?
I believe we are.
Yeah, we. Last I knew.
Right.
The fourth Monday it should be, right?
Right.
So,
calendar.
Football fans.
So, if everyone's cool with tabling that, is there any objection?
Hey, you know,
this
we better
is the item
of
collective bargaining?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
What did Gerald say?
I don't see this as something to sweep under the rug. I think it's actually relevant right now.
I agree.
Well, I think people are going to be very reluctant to move on it without some legal advice, and we don't have Carol here to put it forward, and I'm not recommending that we sweep it under the rug. I'm recommending that we table it for 4 weeks.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's not debatable, so I'll wait until after we see if we vote.
I move that we table item number 8 until November 23rd.
If there wasn't a motion to table, if yours wasn't a motion to table, then I did want to say something.
Well, the chair can't move to table it. She's recommending that, and I'm helping out.
Okay, so that would be, it's Monday, November 22nd.
22nd.
Point of information. Can
you're right,
someone
22nd.
Read that item to us? I don't have a...
Okay,
a
here it is. Collective bargaining agreements resolved at neither Pacifica nor any Pacifica radio station shall enter into any contract or collective bargaining agreement that does any of the following. One, attempts to interfere with or restrict the right or ability of the local station boards to screen and select a pool of candidates from which the general station manager and program director shall be hired. And there's a bylaw citation. Or, two, attempts to interfere with or restrict the right or ability of the local station board to conduct written evaluations of the station general manager and program director. Another bylaw citation. Three, attempts to interfere with or restrict the rights of the foundation members, including union and collective bargaining unit members, under bylaws Article 12, Section 12, including the rights of members to the membership address list for purposes reasonably related to their interests as members, or to require the foundation to provide an alternative means of communication with the membership, or four, attempts to restrict the ability or right of the board of directors or local station board to carry out their duties and responsibilities under the bylaws as the board of directors deems fit and proper.
Thank you very much.
So it's you know, that no contract or collective bargaining agreement will transgress any
Sonali,
of the four things.
Point of order, my motion to the table wasn't seconded, so
it, yes, it, was seconded,
it falls away.
I seconded.
Oh, you did second. I'm sorry.
Yes, Ambrose seconded.
All right.
Okay. Is there more discussion?
Can Sonali speak?
Motion to
There's
table
Sonali.
Is not debatable, or I would have
Oh, it isn't? Okay,
I'm not
so,
shy about talking ordinarily.
Okay.
Can we vote
so
on the motion to table?
All right. All right, you're right. It's a motion to table. It's not debatable. So let's call the roll.
Dave?
No.
Teresa? Teresa?
Abstain.
Henry?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Teresa abstain. Henry?
Yes.
Henry, yes to table.
Yes, yes to table.
Sam? We'll come back to Sam. Sonali?
Star six,
no.
Sam. Star six to come back, Sam.
Okay. I vote no to table.
Sonali votes no to table. Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Roger votes no on his own motion. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Gone.
All right, thank you. Gerald?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Serena's still gone. Alice?
No.
And coming back to Sam. Sam, are you there? Did I miss anyone else? Yeses to table are 1, 2, 3, 4. Noes to table are, to not table, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So I'm sorry, what's the vote? 5 to 4 or something?
Yeah, it failed.
4 to 6.
And can I speak now?
Hey, so the motion isn't tabled, so let's... Do people want to talk about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Start a stack. Who would like to... Who?
Sonali, please.
I would
Sonali.
Like to speak. Gerald.
Gerald.
Roger.
Ray.
Alice.
Sonali, Gerald, Roger, Ray, and Alice.
Okay.
Let's keep
Anybody
it brief.
Else? Dave, didn't you want to talk?
I wanted to talk about why I didn't think we should table.
Oh, okay. All right, Sonali, go ahead.
Just looking at the motion, it cites bylaws... articles, and everything in this motion, in my opinion, simply affirms what the bylaws already says. If what's in the bylaws is legal, then us passing this motion ought to be legal.
Yes.
As a staff member, I would like to say that I don't think any staff member would like for their bargaining unit, but I guess I can only speak for myself. Me as a staff member would not like to see my union contract violate our bylaws, come in the way of the LSB having local control, hiring the GM, PD, et cetera. So I think this is a very important aspect of this very important motion, because we often hear it being cited that, well, we can't do this because it could violate union contracts, We can't do that. And you know, these particular aspects that are that the motion espouses should be respected, should be upheld. So I think this is an important motion. I encourage people to vote yes on it.
All right. Thank you, Sonali. Gerald.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I think what it's saying is that we have the right to conduct our business, and that, you know, we cannot allow, I mean, you know, we're talking about evaluations here. We're talking about the hiring, GM hiring process, things that we've already done. So we just want to, I think the purpose of this motion is to make it eminently clear that this is not a question of wages. This is not a question that is controlled by the union, period.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Roger.
Agreeing with Sonali, this is a pretty cut and dried motion, and I mean, a lot of the conflicts that we're having right now here in WBAI is because of the confusion between bylaws and bargaining units. So it's important that any new contracts are informed in terms of being, you know, not in conflict with the bylaws. And I don't think that's, I think it's a good thing to make that clear, and that's what Carol's trying to do here.
Okay, thank you. Ray?
Actually, I disagree completely. I think it's a, if not politically motivated, but it's a political measure in nature. It clearly refers to what's happening at WBAI. Sonali just quotes the bylaws. We could do something right here that says that the board members shall not steal money from each other. That would be insulting, and it would not violate any law. It would be quite proper. It is being preemptive. For example, it is making an assumption that these things have happened when they have not. It is, for example, if you look at one of them that deals with, I believe number three, that deal with the program director and manager, it suggests that what's happening is rather than just the discussion at BI is who is sitting on those committees, not whether the local board has the right to submit the pool. I'm seeing us getting into what is management purview. We're actually telling the managers that they cannot bargain in good faith because we're putting things in the hand beforehand. At this point, the case of BAI particularly, there are language that says that if there are sections that are unacceptable, they can be looked at, and so on. And I think these notions are extremely broad, and as to be, you know, intimidating. And I the problem I'd like to really, at least if we have to go through this at this point, I'd like to, because the reason I'd ask that this be put on the table, I was going to follow it by asking that we ask members of the union and staff to give inputs on this. So I'd like at the very minimum that we discuss this, that we divide and we discuss these items one at a time.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Alice?
A point of order, that's a motion to divide.
I think
Dave doesn't have to be seconded, or we have to act on it, or...
No.
If you're asking me...
I'm asking a parliamentarian-type person here.
Ambrose knows this stuff there.
Ambrose.
No, you go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'll look up divide. Interrupt, no. Second, yes. Requires a second, no debate. A majority vote. So it requires a second.
Okay, well, there is none. So let's move on.
Who's presenting the motion?
Ray.
Yeah, I second the motion. I'm sorry. I was trying to find out who the author of the motion was. Yeah, I second Ray's motion.
Okay, so the motion is not debatable, and
so
it requires a majority.
But we need to vote on it right away. This is a motion to divide all four of
separate items.
Those items, thank you. Those items that I read. So, motion to divide.
Is there any objection?
Is there objection to a dividing?
Yes, there is objection.
So, let's vote on the motion.
Okay, Dave?
Same.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
No.
There he is. Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
Nope.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Oops, Miguel, Roger, come back to me. I tell you, it's tough to be secretary and read all this stuff at the same time. I'm sorry. Kalonji.
Yes.
Sarv. Sarv's gone.
He left long ago.
Yeah. Pardon me again. Gerald.
Oh, man, I abstain.
Oh, man.
On whether to divide.
Right, it's on whether to divide. Wendy?
No.
Alice?
No.
And, you know, I'll say yes. The vote is to divide. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4. And the noes... You got 5?
Sam, Ray, Ambrose, Kalonji, Roger. Oh, Ray.
I nominate you for secretary.
Thank you.
So, I'm sorry. Yeses to divide. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go down this again, folks. Real quick.
That's okay. You're doing great.
Yeah. Better be sure here. Okay, Dave?
Stain.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
No.
Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Gerald?
Abstain.
Wendy?
No.
Alice?
No.
That's what I had before. I just counted it wrong then. So yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And noes are 1, 2, 3, 4.
5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5. 5
and that fails.
Yep.
It's a tie?
Yes.
Yeah.
But fails.
It requires a majority.
Thank you.
The chair can...
I choose not to vote.
Okay.
Thank you, abstainers. You fill the air with great sound.
Point of personal privilege to the member who has a problem with abstention. Sam, I abstain when I don't have a preference or I'd like to leave it to others.
Yes, thank you.
Because I don't, particularly when I'm unclear on the implications.
Okay, thanks. Now, we're going to continue then with no division on this resolution. Is there any more discussion? It's your turn.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment.
I support what both Sonali and Roger and some others have said. I think this is, and Gerald, that this is a no-brainer, that the language certainly rests in each case of the four items directly on the bylaws. And this is, to me, obvious. Who would be against anyone interfering with any of the bylaws given rights of the LSBs? And this simply, as far as I interpret it, puts in one place a restatement of rights that are already there for the LSBs and makes it clearer to everyone involved. So I would recommend that everyone vote for it. It will certainly solve a few confusions here in New York. Thank you.
Okay, Alice. And who was next?
Ambrose.
Ambrose, go ahead.
Item 3 references bylaws Article 12, Section 12. Unfortunately, Article 12 only has 9 sections. So that's...
Oh, must be an error.
Article 12, Section 12, that's what you said?
What is the text that it's referencing? What is the issue?
I've got it in front of me. Attempts to interfere with or restrict the rights of foundation members, including union and collective bargaining unit members under bylaws Article 12, Section 12, including the rights of members to the membership address list for purposes reasonably related to their interests as members, or to require the foundation to provide an alternative means of communication with the membership.
Is there a motion to amend this to say the right part of the bylaws that it's supposed to?
Section 4 references members' inspection rights of Article 12.
Is there a motion to
I'd like to speak briefly.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Again, what I object to, that's one of the reasons I wanted to take these separately, because I think some of them are more objectionable than others. Number four is so sweeping as to prevent any activity from the union or the representative shop stewards for advocating on behalf of their position. The very language attempting to interfere suggests that this is happening. Why don't we have something that says that we recognize the positive role played by trade unions? We don't say that. The language itself is accusatory and as I say, there can still be battles as to what those words mean. That's why I feel that this is quite unnecessary. It is just taking sides in something that is much more complex than that.
That's anti-union.
This is Roger. I agree. I disagree with that interpretation. Actually, I just want to point that out. And I won't.
Can I have a stack?
And this is
an orderly way of discussing.
And Alice, please.
Hey, is there anyone who would like to speak who hasn't spoken on this? All right. Now we're going to go back to the same people who would like to speak.
This is Roger.
Alice,
I'd like somebody to correct
Alice.
The
okay. And who else?
Point of order is something I'd like somebody to correct, to make the correction that Ambrose is pointing to here. Or we really can't pass this.
Why don't you move it?
Because I'm trying to type and think at the same time, and I can't look up the bylaws for just a second.
I'll move it. Dave, what's the correct citation?
According
section
to what I
four.
See, Article 12, Section 4 refers to members' inspection rights. Section 3 refers to directors' inspection rights.
But the membership list is somewhere.
That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah, thank you, Colin.
Sorry.
So Article 12, Section 3 and 4?
Section 3 is directors' inspection rights. Section 4 is members' rights.
Madam Chair, Article 12, Section 1C refers to the list of the members. My question is, somewhere else here is the rights to the membership list itself?
I think it would be superior just to reference Section 12.
Okay.
And leave the particular, Article 12 and leave the particular sections.
Good.
Okay, I move that we amend the collective bargaining agreements motion, Section 3, to omit the words Section 12
from it
so that it simply says Article 12.
Section. I second it.
Got you. Thank you.
This is an amendment to this resolution. Can we vote on this?
Maybe by...
By acclamation, could we accept this amendment to this resolution? Doesn't mean we're going to accept the resolution. It means we're accepting the amendment.
Well, if it's legal, I accept it. If it's legal to change it that way.
Well, yeah, no, this is a motion to amend, and the chair is at a point of order. The chair is asking, can we accept this amendment to the main motion without objection?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Now, we're back to the main motion. Does anybody else want to speak to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We know these things, again, seem to be simple restatements of what are already in the bylaws, like number four, who would want to restrict the ability or right of the board of directors or LSB members to carry out their duties under the bylaws? Yet, I think it's useful to restate it. Number three, it seems obvious since the bylaws give the right to any member to, rightful use of the membership list, this simply codifies that in a slightly different way. Number two, I think we should all affirm that we do not want any restrictions on the rights or abilities of the station boards to conduct their written evaluations. That seems to me just an affirmation of what already exists in the bylaws in a useful compilation with other such clarifications. And number one, certainly we don't want anyone to interfere with or restrict the rights of the LSBs to screen and select their pool of candidates who they will give to the ED to select from. This seems to me just an affirmation in one place of several important rights and will clarify in one place for those who have any question what these issues are. Thank you. I recommend voting for it.
All right. Is there any more discussion, or can we vote?
Just a point of information very quickly. Who actually made this motion today?
I guess.
Carol Spooner.
Carol presented it.
I read it, so I made it.
Thank you.
Alice, thank you.
Answers my question. Sure.
Show the question.
Okay, so let's vote, folks.
Can you...